there is a bit of a sense of security. And a lot of times companies will do right and give you a little bit of a severance or something. But yeah, there is no, you know, there's not much loyalty anymore. It's really just market conditions. I mean, COVID came last year, and I mean, who knows? I think a lot of companies really did the right thing and held on to as many employees as they could, but a lot of people did get laid off because of it. And you know, who saw that coming? So yeah, I mean, we really enjoy having the control of our own time.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm so excited to have Mike and Legia Deaton on the show today. Thanks for being here, you two.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Awesome. So everyone, Legia and Mike Deaton found each other perfect partners in business and life. In 2016, leveraging decades of experience in Fortune 50 multinational companies, they chose to stop trading their time for money and became entrepreneurial partners. They have successfully ramped up a $1 million real estate company focused on acquiring and selling rural residential land across the southwestern U.S. in order to help people achieve their dreams of land ownership. All right, guys, I know you have a lot more that's happened since you started in the land business, but I'd love to just take this moment and take us back in time and give us some color as to sort of how you decided to, you wanted to make that transition out of corporate and a little bit more about how that process went.
Sure. Yeah. So we were both living in Dallas at the time. This was early, you know, 2010 to 2016 timeframe. We actually met, Legia's Romanian. And so we met in Romania while I was over on work assignment. And then we moved back in 2011 to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And yeah, we both had just what people consider the normal life. We each had a job. We got up in the morning, got ready, commuted, worked all day, came home, a little bit of time with kids and dinner, and then some work in the evening, usually, and just looking forward to the weekend the whole time. So,
Mike, really just quick, just will you just tell us what companies you worked for and in what roles?
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
I worked for a medical
healthcare company.
Healthcare company, and I worked in recruiting.
Yeah, and I was with Microsoft in operations and supply chain. I'm running reverse logistics for the Americas. And so, yeah, we were just in that corporate grind, and you know, we were just working for that paycheck and for whatever percentage of a raise you could get each year if a raise came that year, and those kind of things. And in the summer of 2016, we both ended up out of a job. So, you know, in my situation, Microsoft's headquartered in Seattle, and I really wasn't interested in moving us to Seattle.
In my situation, my our company closed the office in Plano, Texas, and moved it to Arkansas.
Yeah, so we both just were out, and you know, there's a little bit of severance involved, and at the same time, we have two daughters that are entering their adult lives, and they were both, one was out in college, the other one was about to go to college, and so we were on our way to be empty nesters. And I started interviewing for a few other tech companies and was getting deeper into the process. And I just, you know, I kind of had that sinking feeling in my stomach every time I would go for an interview, which is on the one hand a little bit normal, but you know, I would talk to Legia and just say, I don't know if I can do it. You know, the whole corporate culture, the bureaucracy, the political infighting, the travel, and just the demands of a job, and especially starting anew when you don't know what kind of company culture you're stepping into. And so we had purchased a few months earlier, we had just purchased a toolkit on something that I had heard on a podcast that someone else was doing as a side hustle, and it was basically buying and selling vacant land. And so, you know, the business model was essentially just buy it cheap and resell it at the market price and repeat, and doing that over time. And a lot of it is owner finance, where, you know, you may buy a property for $5,000, sell it for $10,000. You put somebody on $150 a month note payment, and then over time that stacks up as a form of income. And so, you know, we got to talking about it, and we just decided, you know, let's give it a shot. And so we went all in at that time. And there was a group out there that I had bought this from, and they hosted boot camps every quarter where you could go, and they would teach you a little more than just the video modules. And we decided to jump in. We signed up for a coaching program, and over the last 4 years, we've built that into a great business. And so, yeah, that kind of has gotten us to where we are. At the same time, we sold our house in Plano. We moved to Colorado. And we just kind of decided if we could live anywhere in the United States that we wanted to, where would we go? And we settled on Colorado. Just, you know, we love the outdoors, so we can hike and run and just explore the mountains and ski in the winter and do all that kind of stuff. So it was, you know, really, I look at it as a very stressful time in our life, but we were mindful enough to pause and listen to, you know, what intuition or the universe or whatever was speaking in those moments where, you know, it was just, I kind of had that, I think both of us had this feeling of just really not wanting to jump back into the same old. And
were you having to make college payments at the time? I think you said your daughters were getting ready to go to college.
Yeah, so we had one in and one about to go in. And, you know, thankfully we had saved up enough so that was really earmarked and set aside. And that wasn't a stress in any way, but, you know, it was definitely money that was going out as opposed to money that was coming in.
And would you say that the stress was both kind of losing your jobs or not, you know, not having your jobs anymore at the same time, or was the stressful part building the land flipping business?
Well, it was both, but in sequence, right? So, you know, initially it was not having a job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think we were both confident given our history and track record that we could get a job, but it's just, you know, do you want to just get another job, or do you really want to design a life that you want to live and that you're passionate about? And, you know, I can't say that we're passionate about buying and selling land, but we're both pretty passionate about the lifestyle that it gives us, you know, working from home and being our own bosses and being able to, you know, if it's a sunny day, we go outside and hike and we get the work done at some other time, or we hire somebody to do the work.
And I remember those moments when we were stressed. We knew we had funds set aside for the girls to finish college. And we thought, okay, what's the worst that can happen? The worst that can happen is that we lose everything. And we buy a trailer and we park it up on one of our properties. And we live there for a while. You know, it was kind of good for us to face the biggest fear that we had. And just to look it in the eye, it's like, what's the worst that can happen? We're both young and healthy. And if we need to go back into the corporate world or get a job, we will. But we wanted to give it a go. Yeah. And then we became so passionate about the flexibility and the lifestyle that we had, that we just wanted to, like, we were committed to make this happen. Like, it has to succeed. You know, at some point, we were like, we have to succeed because we don't want to go back.
Yeah, I think there's so much there in what you both just said about having that commitment to the vision. And also, did someone, was that something that someone kind of gave you a tip to do, was to face, like, what's the worst that could happen? Was that something that a coach told you, or did you just come up with that on your own?
No, definitely. You know, we're both big into personal development. So reading, podcasts, seminars, and I know Tim Ferriss mentions it in his 4-hour workweek book. He calls it fear setting, you know, just to play it out and go, what is the absolute worst that can happen? Tony Robbins, I think, was the same thing, where he will encourage you to, you know, just take it to the extreme, and, you know, you're not, you know, what's the worst that's going to happen? And in the land business, I think we had heard somebody that also said that, like, I've got properties all across the Southwest, and, you know, worst case, I can just go camp on my properties and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely something to that, but it's scary. And I grew up, my dad was an entrepreneur, and I just didn't really, my mom was a teacher. I didn't really pick up the entrepreneur side. I was steered down the typical path, right? You get good grades in high school, you go to university, you get a degree, and then you get a high paying job after you come out, and then you save for retirement, and you hold hands on the beach in your golden years or whatever. And it just, I had admired people that were entrepreneurs, but you know, once life gets going and you get a car payment and maybe two, and then you get a mortgage, and then you have mouths to feed and other things like that, it feels like such a massive step to take to leave the security of a paycheck, and which is not really secure in that way that we both experienced, but you know, it's somehow somebody's providing you with some level of benefits and a 401k and all those things. It's really hard to step in a different direction and go, especially when you perceive it as high risk. I think we got to a point to where life really kind of opened up for us in, okay, the kids are at a certain age where even if they had to, I mean, they could help support themselves. We were very confident in one another that even if it went to the worst case and we had no money, that we could make it happen. You know, so we had that confidence in each other and that encouragement even to take the gamble and to go. And so it really just, you know, it was taking that moment to really listen to what life had presented at that moment and not passing it by and just going for what you believe is a safe path.
Sure. Again, there's so much there. And I know it's probably a combination of just your life experience, your relationship that you've built together. And then also you mentioned personal development and coaching. And that's definitely something that sometimes a coach has said to me, well, what is the worst that could happen? And then I also remember just saying it to myself, like when I was like deciding whether to go into entrepreneurship or not. And I just decided, well, either I go back to a job or I try to do this entrepreneurship thing. And I just, it was like, well, it's now or never, because once you get sucked back into that sort of job corporate lifestyle, it's very difficult to get out of it. And I have like a similar story to you where, you know, I mean, you guys were lucky in that you had both of your jobs kind of lost at the same time. So you got to kind of take the leap together. But yeah, I mean, I had a similar thing where my company went through a bit of a botched merger and I would have had to move. And you know, I thought that that was like the most secure place I could be. Like I really did. And turns out it was not at all secure.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-CAP.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah, you're at the mercy of so much when you're, you know, I mean, there is a bit of a sense of security, and a lot of times companies will do right and give you a little bit of a severance or something. But yeah, there is no, you know, there's not much loyalty anymore. It's really just market condition. I mean, COVID came last year, and I mean, who knows? I think a lot of companies really did the right thing and held on to as many employees as they could, but a lot of people did get laid off because of it. And you know, who saw that coming? So yeah, I mean, we really enjoy having the control of our own time. We have almost unlimited control over our income, right? I mean, it's how much we want to work and how effectively we work, and you know, we get coaching for that or anything there. And so it's really about having just that level of control in life.
And if I may add something, also we had in the back of our minds, we both wanted to start our own business one day. When we both worked in corporate world, and we both wanted to start our own business and have more flexible schedule and live life on our own terms. But we were so stuck, you know, when this opportunity came, I remember we had a thought, we had a conversation, if not now, when? You know, life is short and we don't know how long we have. And many times I think, not when. We always say, yeah, maybe later, maybe a few years. But many times we don't know how long we have, and really felt that urgency to just start living our dream. Even if we don't live our dream from day one, you build to it, but start taking steps towards what you want to do.
For sure. So how long did it take you to replace? I mean, maybe you weren't trying to replace your income, but to build up from basically not having either of your incomes to being at a place where you felt kind of comfortable not going back to a job?
That's a great question. Yeah. So once we decided to take the leap, we definitely went through an exercise to set a number, and it wasn't necessarily replacing exactly what we made, which was a lot, but it was, you know, what do we need to live? And so that was kind of, that was the first threshold, is let's just get up to where we're not dipping into savings anymore. And then beyond that, it becomes a lot easier to think in a growth minded mindset. But our journey was, I would say, we probably put a stake in the ground in January of 2017, right? We decided, let's go all in. We signed up for a mentorship program to help us grow the business, and went to a group event where we networked with a lot of similar business people. And we didn't make our first sale until I think July of that year. So we... And it's a, you know, in this particular land business, as with any, there's a process involved where you have to buy inventory, right? Which in this case is land. So there's a process to go through that, and that took some time. And then once you have the inventory, the land, you market and you sell the properties. But, you know, we knew other people that were doing a similar business, and they buy and sell a property in a weekend or something. So, you know, we really had to strengthen our minds to kind of be tenacious and hold that through until we got that first sale. And then things really started clicking into place, I think, very quickly after that. And, you know, I would say it wasn't a very quick road. I don't know if it was a year, year and a half before we kind of felt like we were at a place to where we were breaking even. Right. And the nature of it is that it's, you know, it's a capital intensive business because you're buying property up front. And so we were using our own capital to fund and seed the business. And so that was, you know, something else that we wanted to make sure we got into the black and making profits after that. But yeah, it wasn't an overnight success story.
But to answer your question, it may probably took us 2 years to replace what we made before, but it doesn't have to happen for everybody. I mean, other people, it seemed like they were selling way faster. They were into it way more successful than we were. But it took us probably 2 years.
We also reset our lives quite a bit. You know, we downsized our home that we had in Plano, and we moved up here to a smaller place. And we just have one car between us because we don't go to an office or anything. And we don't, you know, our luxury items are just getting out and enjoying nature and doing things like that rather than buying, you know, new clothes or, well, your plastic clothes.
I think we redefined how much we need and how much is enough and what wealth means to us. And not that we both enjoy beautiful things and nice things and beautiful homes. But I think in this process of starting our own business and redefining how much we need, it was very helpful to realize that we're on the same page, actually. And we can, you know, we enjoy experiences and we enjoy where we live, and we don't so much put emphasis on having the next thing or the most expensive car or the most expensive house, or we don't chase that anymore.
Yeah, for sure. I think that what you're talking about, this being willing to downsize one's lifestyle and really think about what matters, is a very important process. Was that something that was a painful process, or was it natural, like you were just automatically motivated to do that? How did that go? How did your daughters cope with that?
Well, our daughters were out of the house.
Yeah. So, I mean, at that point, like I said, we had earmarked money to fund college if that's what they wanted to do. They have a bit of an allowance to support living expenses and things like that. So,
oh, I just kind of meant like with the change in how you were doing your life. Was that something they understood?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, definitely. And it wasn't that big of an ordeal for us either. I mean, we're very well aligned in that way, to Lydia's point, which is super nice. You know, and I think this is important whether you're forming a partnership in a business or, you know, in life, this sense of having shared goals and values that keep you going down the path that you want to be. I think too many marriages today aren't mindful enough about, and I speak from experience, by the way, I'm not really supposing on other people, but, you know, I think a lot of times we get caught up in the rat race, and it's just about going to work, bringing home the paycheck, raising the kids. And there's some loss to a greater sense of purpose or destination. And that really galvanizes, I think, either a family or a business, you know, when you have that common vision and mission.
Yeah. That touches on something that I want to ask you both about, which is, you know, you've obviously built this business together as partners, life partners and business partners. Can you expand on what that was like how you made that work?
Sure. It's actually been very natural. I would say, you know, Lydia and I have a beautiful personal relationship. I think we're each other's biggest fan. We've always been very supportive and collaborative in the way that we interact with one another. And, you know, I don't know whether that's some, you know, combination of just a shared value set to begin with, or, you know, what has cemented that in our lives. But it's just been that way since we met, that, you know, we've had personalities that really gel well together. And whether this just extends on that or it's something different, we also happen to work extremely well together in business. So I come from, you know, a senior level of management / executive type leadership, where I'm more used to setting strategy, putting processes and systems in place to steer a business. And Lidge is very good at running a business in terms of, you know, getting actions done, taking things. So we play off of those strengths and, you know, we find ways to make things work. And then just having that, you know, we have very clearly defined and shared goals for our life and for our business. And so that we keep that North Star in front of us. And I think it helps overcome any turbulence that comes along. It's kind of easy to navigate because we have that, you know, that guiding line to kind of pull us through.
Did that take a while to develop, or were you pretty much just on the same page from the beginning?
I think we were on the same page from the very beginning. I mean, it feels like it almost happened naturally.
Yeah. And do you speak from business standpoint? I would agree. You know, it's largely because I think neither of us had a job. And so we had a very clear mission. Step one is to make enough money to live, right? And not eat into all of our savings. And then, you know, through that course, we began crafting client serving mission statements for our business. Going into multifamily was also a very natural extension. I will say now that we talk about it, I would say that it really helped crystallize our life's vision as well. I'm not sure how clear that was when we were both in the corporate world. And I don't know that we had necessarily an overarching destination in mind. We were just bringing home a paycheck and kind of getting things done. Now we have a very clear vision about a certain house we want in a certain location and a lifestyle and all of that. So it's kind of helped in that way, I would say.
That's right. And I think what I mentioned, it kind of happened naturally. It's like we started and definitely we began a journey and we are further along than we were in the beginning. But just as we started doing tasks, and Mike is doing what he's good at doing and what he loves to do, and I do what I love to do. And I think it's just kind of like it was very good harmony between us in the business. But yes, to Mike's point, I think our vision became clearer and clearer over time.
Awesome. Well, you two, I know we could keep talking, and I actually would love to have you back on to talk about your land flipping business and the mechanics of it sometime soon.
Sure. Yeah, that'd be great.
Because that's very interesting. And, you know, it's just something that people should, you know, have at least a broad understanding of. So thank you so much. I'd love for you to just take a moment to share how listeners can get a hold of you and anything else you'd like to share.
Yeah, sure. Our land business is Open Plains Properties, and it's openplainsproperties.com. That's kind of where you can find us, and then all the social handles that go along with that. And we also have a multifamily real estate business that's Deaton Equity Partners, and that's deatonequitypartners.com, as well as social handles there. You're interested in either a personal piece of real estate or getting into great investments.
Awesome. Well, we'll make sure that those links are in the show notes, and can't wait to have you two on again soon. Thank you so much. We'll see you later.
Sure. Thanks, Lydia.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, luxe-cap.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.